Hello. Oh, there we go. Hello again, and welcome to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. I'm Kevin, your host. Started out about 2 seconds early because I have cat-like reflexes. I'm so fast. I'm like Spider-Man, but different. So anyway, welcome to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. Brought to you by Coins Plus in Spokane. Coins Plus is your full-service rare coin and precious metals broker-dealer depository service. Been in business since 96. I never really say the phone number on here, do I? So our phone number is 509-9... That ain't it. You almost got my cell number. 509-444-0044. We do, or did, have a toll-free number. 877-TAP-COIN. 877-827-COIN or 877-827-2646. That's all the same phone number. And I don't know a lot of people that have landlines out there, but I suppose there's a few of you. There's a lot of people that don't like cell phones, don't have them. You know, I have a lot of friends. I think I'm a lot more like Donald Trump than... you know, some big hotshot financial advisor. I probably speak a little bit on the red-blooded American level too much or something, and I'm not enough of an elite, I suppose. But guess what? I have a lot of information on my brain today again. And we have, folks, I am very sincerely concerned about what's going on in the world. I really, really am feeling it. I can't believe it. I think things are being revealed. People have been blinded so heavily by, you know, this 24/7 media cycle and social media garbage. People are numb. And I've mentioned, I listen to all forms of media. I'm one of the few, I think, that, well, maybe not. But I do it because I want to know. But I'm telling you, yeah, I'm biased. I see things my way. But rubbish, rubbish, rubbish. You should hear, and we'll go over some stuff today. Let's just do that. We'll try to get a roll on. And then hopefully I can talk about some financial stuff too, unless you want to do that first. Today as I was researching and doing my thing, thinking about rock and roll Biden, you know, the master of disaster. I mean, so much going through my head. I making deals with the devil is probably what I'll title this radio show on my site. By the way, you can go back and see archives. Here's the deal. We've had big, huge gaps in me uploading stuff. Why? There's so many reasons, but primarily it's because everyone uses COVID as an excuse to suck. Our tech company, I've mentioned them, SideQuest, you know, they've got all these great, big, important clients, and they've got one guy. They had a guy. I need all this stuff. I have a studio with this great, big Comrex stack that I bought through Tom Reed, and, you know, it's very expensive, and I run a high-end Apple computer, and things work great. And then here we go, we get a new, you know, you got to get a new server every 7 years. I got stuck in this this gerbil wheel like years back, where, you know, they put me on because of our bookkeeping system, QuickBooks, which, you know, we we still do, a special API that's specific to our industry that we had personally programmed. And so we have to carry our own server, and as a result, we have our own email server and all this. And then we've got, you know, I have like 15 terminals throughout the facility, and we're down to like just a handful of employees. And I pay this crazy monthly retainer for them to be able to drop anything and come whenever. So I've had issues, of course, with my iPhone, and then my laptop, my Apple laptop. I wouldn't even, I use this program to record called Logic, which is way over my head, way too good for me. And they do a new update or a new server, and everything gets all messed up, and you know, they're super high pressure. Are you happy? They walk in, they you know, they plug in or do all their work to get a new server going, and then they're like, are you happy? Are you happy? And you're like, how would I know? I haven't even experienced, and it doesn't matter. All you want is a mirror image of what you had before. So then, of course, after that, you know, one thing after the other thing is not handled. It blows up. We've had issues with our signage and our security recording, or not recording, but the monitors in our, you know, it's just not fine work. And then when you need them to come out, where are they? And a while ago, where I was going is on my laptop, I had issues with, you know, the recording and everything for the show. They send out a guy. There's one guy down there named Josh who's like a superstar. We used to have this guy named Alan who was a superstar plus. He went off on his own to redo retro sports cars for his friends, you know, and whatever. It's his passion. He and I, Alan and I, just became real close. And we love cars, and Josh is incredible too. But they send out this guy because Josh is never available because he's always working on their projects with their important customers. And this guy comes out, and I'm like, okay, here's the problem. And he goes, well, he starts just pointing and clicking on buttons. This guy's a tech from a supposed tech company, pointing, pecking, you know, hunting peck. And I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, well, I don't know, Apple. And I said, then what are you doing here? Well, I can figure it out. Well, that never happened. So needless to say, we've had our share of challenges with this company. That's one, you know, the website design company, Zipline. We have this beautiful website. I mean, it's just should be ready to rock the world. No people. We're doing high levels of volume. I mean, I'll be honest with you. My daughter has been the best thing ever because she really has tightened the screws a lot, folks. I mean, she runs the tightest margins on metals I've ever ran, and I love it. We buy and we sell at fixed numbers. They're fair. They're honest all the time. They're the best in the nation. We guarantee it. From anyone legitimate. I always use the joke, you know, if you go to, you know, Fred's fly fishing store and he goes, well, you know, I got a half ounce of gold, I can tell you, maybe you can get a better deal. But if you, anyone who's legitimate, who's moving $1 million a week, like we are, you know, you are not going to beat our prices, our product, everything's guaranteed. It's no brainer. It's easy. No games. We will guide you correctly, properly, honestly, and ethically. You know, you can think, well, boy, you know, that guy sure is laying on the grease. You know, if you have integrity, it's not easy to make those kind of statements and stand behind them for a very prolonged period of time. That's why I ask, that's why I say, hey, if you've had business experience with us, go online, give us a few like five-star ratings, business-related, and we'll give you $2 silver. Those things are getting expensive. I mean, that's like anywhere from a $70 to $85, $90 value. And you're like, well, why would you do that? It's a bribe. Yeah, maybe, but here's the facts. I have a master's of science in applied mathematics and statistics. I learned a lot, and I've said this before, and I'll never quit saying it. I learned a ton about bias. I learned a ton about people's tendencies to fill out surveys and things like that. I mean, they drilled in our heads, and this is way back, before any of this internet stuff or anything. Voluntary surveys are typically driven by emotion. So what does that mean? If you go online and you start reading reviews of a business, be smart. I was reading the other night, my wife and I are looking at going on a little trip to Florida, thank goodness. I was like, we were going to go here, going to go there. She's like, Hawaii. I said, nope. I'm not going to Hawaii. I don't like the garbage that they pulled during COVID. These other countries, we were looking at Tahiti, which we love, they're out of control. I called there, they're like, well, are you vaccinated? Like, no. And all of a sudden I have the plague, you know? And it's just, you know, and I'm like, okay, Governor DeSantis did a beautiful job. So we're gonna go down there in a while. We're gonna be closed. I'll get the dates out here. Early March or early April, after we go to another event and whatever. So anyway, we'll get those dates out. We're actually gonna close for a week. That'll be the first time, that'll be the second time I've closed for an entire week since, let's see, 7, 7, 10. So in about, shoot, however many years, 20 some years. And we'll miss business and we'll make people mad and we'll frustrate people and we're sorry, but you know, we just don't have the staff. I have this facility. I've got a guy from State Farm next door, terrific guy. His name's Eli Koski. If you're in Spokane, you need insurance, I'm totally serious. Go see this guy. Now, I'm not selling insurance. I'm not on commission. But again, I got out of college with a degree in actuarial science. I interviewed with State Farm, got offered a job with them, and things didn't work out. But that's a great, solid company. My sister worked for them years back. She's now a big shot for a medical malpractice firm or insurance company. But State Farm's a great company, and this guy's really awesome. But we were talking out back before I was coming in this morning, and he said, can you find people? He goes, I go, no. And he's like, man, I can't find people. He goes, I'm killing myself. Because he and I laugh. We'll be here till 1, 2 in the morning. And his car is out there parked next to mine. Guess what? They call that self-employment enjoyment. So, you know, people are like, if you understand what we do and what I do, the work is never done. I haul it. I do an all-nighter Friday night or whatever, Thursday night to Friday. I do these crazy things, and then I haul work home, and I just need people. But you can't, it's not just people. I don't need warm bodies like Walmart. Walmart, there's a bunch of different factors that have destroyed our economy and our world. Walmart's one of them. They created the widget worker program, where you get paid just enough to, you know, to fit in. You don't get a full work week in every week, because by golly, they'd have to pay you benefits and all that. But they give you this tiny bit of responsibility. You have zero authority. And even as you get promoted, I have spoken with, because I'm in the money world, people talk to me and I find out what they make, and it's just my world, you know? And you get promoted to like some kind of manager at Walmart, you're still making minuscule wages. And then we've got hyperinflation just sucking the life out of the economy. And I'm going to get to some of this here. It's sickening. We are being consumed by the black ink of liberalism, socialism, communism. You know, when if you know about like say an octopus, I think they're probably one of the smartest, other than the orca, which, you know, orcas are limited in their appendages, but octopuses are the smartest, one of the smartest creatures in the ocean. They spray this black ink at you. What does that black ink do? It just fogs, it blacks you out. You're done. And then they come in and they take care of business. This is what is happening to us in this nation. He and I were talking about the youth. The people that I've tried to hire, you wouldn't believe it. You know, just zoned out on medication or just absolutely zero motivation. There's a kid who I know that loves coins. And he's really into, you know, he went and got a 2-year degree in something, and he worked here for a little while. And I should have looked at his resume, because he works everywhere a little while. 3, 4, 5 months, that's it. And he's bounced, bing, bong, bong. He's had like 6 jobs, you know, and I was talking to him. And I said, hey, why don't you settle down? Why don't you let me teach you? Just settle down. He's like 25, and he gets this look in his eyes. Like, first of all, I'm afraid of success. Secondly, he goes, well, I'd have to talk to my mom and dad first. And I'm like, what? I didn't say that. I'm like, well, obviously, if you have to talk to them, they're going to tell you no. Well, they're both just, you know, one of them works in a government job. Neither of them are, like, looking to really climb the ladder and do well. I was always just success-driven. You can call me, I'll be honest, I was money-motivated because I got out of college, I had student loans, I was getting paid jack squat. I couldn't even hardly pay, I could barely pay the student loans and rent, and I had my family living in, literally, in poverty housing in the Portland area. And there's a whole story there, but I had to make it. I had to. I was hungry. I had to. You know, my whole life was like that. I got dropped off. I got put, you know, into different situations growing up. Whatever you want to call it, I don't even know the system. And if you wouldn't even believe the fight, how hard you have to fight to keep your head above water in that world. It's brutal. Every single person, you know, I went through a number of group homes and boys foster homes where the guy was molesting people and just interesting stuff. And you wouldn't, every person I came in contact with is dead or in prison. Literally, in mass. And so I guess I've praised the Lord. He put that spirit in me and guided me. I can see how he went before me in path after path. And you, there's things that you just, you know, you gotta fight like heck sometimes in life, but God's there, you know. And that really, in a way, is what I think's going on in Ukraine. These guys, I think, have their head on straight. We don't. So let me rattle trap some of my thoughts to y'all. I'm concerned. In a number of ways, this isn't just more news. The news just continues to accelerate. They put us through the living, you know what, of COVID, which is the biggest scam. Here, you know, here's another thing. My wife and I went to a movie this last weekend, like Uncharted or something with what's his name? I don't even know. It wasn't good. It was so phony. I'm so tired of this CGI junk. It's where everything's, they have green screens and they put all this fake environment behind them and it looks kind of real, but it was so far-fetched, you know, and I am, I we go in and I go up to get some popcorn and this tall guy, and I'm not short, I'm 6'3", but he's probably my height. Sir, do you have a mask? Nope. And I just turn my back and I go to get popcorn. This guy stands like a shadow behind me about a foot to a foot and a half. Okay. Now wait, let me just see if I understand this properly. He's concerned that I don't have a mask. Why? Well, ideally he's concerned because, by golly, I could spread some terrible diseases, okay? So yet he'll stand a foot behind me trying to intimidate me. And if you know me, that doesn't work real well. And, you know, if he's so concerned about the safety of the organization, and there's people all over without masks. People have fed up with it. It's a lie, always has been a lie. It's a way to make you comply. I don't think I'm crazy to say that we are facing some crazy times, okay? Potentially World War III. I mean, this stuff is so bad. I can't even imagine what's coming. I really can't. I don't want to. I told my wife, I said, I hate thinking this way all the time, but I seek discernment. I seek God's guidance. I care, you know, and I'm concerned. I mean, why? Well, God is in charge and God's in control, and God really isn't in control, folks. You got to get this. You got to understand what you do matters. If you think God's in complete control, okay, God is sovereign. You got to get this in your head. God is sovereign, but when God, for example, hardened Pharaoh's heart, was Pharaoh soft and accepting beforehand? Or did God just codify or solidify the condition that Pharaoh was already in? Pharaohs were deities. You got to understand, I am intrigued with the history of Egypt. I love it because I know for a fact it goes back to Enoch, the times of Enoch. And I was reading more stuff about that last night, the Great Pyramid I've discussed. And I mean, I wish there's so much information, but I just don't have time to write it all down. But I'm just intrigued with it. I know that it's got so much biblical meaning and Christ and everything. But God hardened, it says, his heart. But he codified it. In Hebrew, it means codified. Hardened and codified is the same. It means to harden. But it also means to solidify or verify in a concrete way. So Pharaoh was already hard, okay? God takes our intentions and actions and he will push us, okay? If you get a child, and that's what we are, on a bike, and they're trying to learn how to ride the bike, they got to want to ride the bike, unless you're an abusive father and they're going to wreck and hurt themselves. Don't do that. They got to want to ride the bike, get on the bike, and then you can push them. You can help them get going and keep them going. And then what do? You cheer them on, you root them on. Come on, you can do it. Good job. Way to go. Look at you. That is our Father in heaven. But we have to try. We have to care. And I know there's people I talk to, they're like, I don't know what to do. I can't change the world. You don't have to change the world. You just have to affect yours. You might have a friend or relative, somebody that you, if you really have the heart of Christ, and years back, God gave me an absolute wonderful experience with forgiveness and love, where he showed me I had a real hard situation with someone and it was just eating me alive. And I knew God could show me forgiveness, but I didn't know it. I was an aggressive, street-minded guy, and I knew one way to deal with issues, and I'm still very directive. But I prayed, I said, Lord, I know you know how to forgive, and I don't. Please help me. Please show me, because it was rotting at me, and I couldn't get over it. And one day I was working on a computer back when there was dial-up, and it took like 16 minutes per click. And I felt this warm oil run over my body. And it was the wildest feeling. And I'm sitting at this computer in a new home we had back in like 2002. And I was like, wow. And then all of a sudden I heard the words, now you've forgiven. So I thought of the person and I tried, because my track and train of thought had been obsessively, angry and frustrated, and it wouldn't come back. And all of a sudden, I started to see the internal workings of what was going on in the person. And all of a sudden, I started to see their needs and their wants and their brokenness. And that's it. I'm gonna praise the Lord. That's how I believe I see people. I also will stand up for truth and righteousness, and I won't get into different experiences where I've spoken up about things in public, but I really will. And sometimes my wife goes, well, it's kind of embarrassing. I said, it's not embarrassing, it's uncomfortable. And she said, yeah, because she just married a crazy man. But if we all just affect our environment, but you got to be articulate, you got to be wise, you got to know the Word of God. Remember, the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, and it goes, it pierces through the bones and the marrow, is what the Bible tells us. If you know the Word of God, share it. Hebrews 14:12, right? or 412, I'm sorry, not 14. I should go back to RSV. I memorized over 4,000 scriptures in college, literally over, probably more, considerably, in Hebrews, or in RSV, the Revised Standard Version. It was some old Lutheran version. It's really not a bad version, but I like it. And I have a hard time a lot of time finding scripture that I know, because I've tried to change to NASB, which is supposed to be the most accurate transliteration. And I don't know which NASB was. There's like NASB 1953 and 1968 and 1995 and 2020. And I don't know if they've, I don't know what they've done with it. I mean, I don't know if it's right, wrong. You know, I do read the Hebrew and the Greek. That's a thing. But I reference it. I don't read it. I told someone I read in Hebrew and Greek. They're like, you can read Hebrew? I'm like, heck no. But I can use all these modern technology references to learn it. So let's read this. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. If you know the word of God and you know how to speak it, and I'm not talking about getting a soapbox on the corner going, you're all going to hell, you're going to burn there, and you're blah, blah, blah. When I was in college, here's a quick story, I got to get going. When I was in college, there was this brother Jed and sister Cindy that used to come on campus a few times, and they were just preaching hellfire and brimstone. You're all going to hell. And they'd call girls whores, and they'd call guys whatever, and just, they were really laying it out. Was it destructive? Yeah, very. But you know what happened? In the student union building, every table was talking about God. What's the Bible really say? God was using them. And I'll tell you something I saw one time I'll never get over. Here's what happens when you got the Holy Spirit. Brother Jed and Sister Cindy are up on their soapbox just spewing it out. And Sister Cindy calls this gal a number of names, some sorority girl, and she may have been on target, I can't. Anyhow, her boyfriend, and she goes, I bet you're sleeping together and your girlfriend's a blah, 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 you know. This guy, and here's the 1980s versus now. This guy literally runs up, loser, punches Sister Cindy hard. She flies off the podium, lands on her back hard. What do you think she did? She popped right back up and kept on preaching. So I was just like, whoa. I was in shock. So anyway, the word of God, if you know the word of God and you can weave it into your speech with people, you can't without the word of God. It's hard, because I love the word of God and I refer to it in everything, because it is the rock, it's the foundation, it's the truth, it's the hard truth for some, and it's the wonderful truth for others. It's the saving grace of Christ, and it feels so good when you know Christ. It's like it's like living water, as God said, you know. So you got to know the word. And so when I talk about the stressors of what's going on in the world today, I realize that God is sovereign, God is God, but we've got responsibility. God gave us emotions to experience life. For some reason, he gave us this extraordinary blessing and gift of life. I'm sure I'm as messed up as any of you. I'm as human as you can be, you know. I love God. I want to serve him. I try to do my best, but I struggle too. And I think it's critical that we realize that just because we're broken, God's not. And if Satan tells you your brokenness makes you unworthy, well, guess what? We're all unworthy. God, that's why it's called grace. We don't deserve a bit of it, okay? So I didn't mean to get off on that too bad. So let's talk about this. We got a president named Joseph Biden making deals with the devil, and I'm just going to rattle stuff on my mind, okay? The world trashed Trump, just devastated him. And even I saw Bill Barr, the attorney general, you know, now writing a book. He's served under three presidents, and he's, you know, got all this insight and wisdom, and he's going to go trash Trump, and he hopes Trump doesn't run again. You know why? Because he betrayed Trump, I believe. There's a lot of people that are terrified. If Trump ever got back in office, they're terrified. Because you know how Trump operates. He's very pragmatic. He's black and white. He's binary. You're either with me or against me. Period. That's how he thinks. He does have the fault of a number of them, but he's human too. But he's a rock. He's solid. He took heat and pressure no one could. He has the fault of thinking that if he applies to this country and this world, the applications that he's run his business and family by the way, look at his children. There's so much to be said about your children. I'm duly proud of my daughter who's here. She's the best I've ever had at the front counter. We needed back room help big time. My son's brilliant. I talked about that recently. You know, praise the Lord, and they're conservative, and even when they try not to be, they can't help it because they were raised in a Christian family with the Bible at their hand. With I was very open, too honest, telling them too much information too early about my experiences in life. Learned a lesson there. But they saw truth. They know what truth looks like. They had a lot of fun, a lot of great times growing up. And they didn't see hypocrisy. And the main thing is, do not be a hypocrite. If you're a hothead or a, you know, off the wall, random, there's people that deal with random responsiveness where, you know, they flip out this time and five times they're not, and it just, or they see, you know, people go to church and get out of church and start doing behavior that doesn't fit without repentance, whatever, you get the point. Hypocrisy destroys children. But Trump believed that he could apply, and he's right. But the problem is, you have all these kids, if you will, Antifa and all this other garbage, Black Lives Disgust. I mean, not it has nothing to do with your stinking skin color. How nauseating can you get? You know, if you're so concerned about racism, stop stirring up the lies, feeding them lies. You know, the 1619 Project and, you know, the 13th Amendment. Now, I don't disagree. Our prison system is a mess. Our country is a mess. We're taxing the tar out of everybody. You can't ever own your own real estate. You got to pay tax on it year after year. And now, you know, oh, real estate prices shot through the roof. Okay, your taxes are going up. Welcome to that world. Is your income increasing like that? No. Does it matter? No, because you should be able to buy and own property. That was our founder's dream. And this is on a state-by-state basis. It is a mess. You got to work your tail off just to break even and live. That ain't the way it was supposed to be, I'll be honest. Our founders wanted to provide an opportunity where you could seek wealth and or pursue wealth and do very well. But man, the greed of these left-wing flakos is tearing this country apart. I mean, it's destroying us at such a fast pace. You have Biden. He is not a leader at all. And if you think he is, I disagree. I was listening today to comments made by Anthony Blinken on either, you know, the Communist News Network, or I can't even remember. It might have been MSLSD, or, you know, who knows what's the other one out there. Who cares? NBC, ABC. I watched that guy, I can't even remember his name, he's a black guy interviewing Bill Barr, just ripping him and roasting him. It's just twisting, using the words of, not Bill Durham, I don't even know, who cares, but just twisting things and spinning and pounding and being mean and destructive and arrogant and pompous and, the media is trying to feed this world anti-American sentiment. And what is the media's goal now? They want to be accepted everywhere all the time. They want to be loved. Well, you know what, folks? It's far better to be respected than loved. Never forget that. And they don't love us anyway. So Biden is not leading. Anthony Blinken, who is the Secretary of State, I believe, and if I'm wrong, I apologize. I'm pretty sure that's what he is. Secretary of State. So he made this comment on MS, I think, whatever it was. He says, we're waiting for our partners to act. Partners. Now, I'll get into that in a minute. Then we will follow. Okay, does that sound like you're working for a leader? We're waiting for our partners to act. Now, allies is what they are, not partners. We're not life partners, like, you know what that means. We're allies. Militarily aligned in agreement via treaty, typically, to support one another. You need men who are willing to sacrifice their lives against this tyrant. On MSLSD, I was watching this stuff. I think it might be MSNBC. I get confused. But anyway, I'm calling it the racist network. You know, these radical left-wing liberals, well, aren't they just like the most, you know, tolerant, pro-integration baloney? They're the most racist pile on earth. Filth, garbage, trash. People tune in. They listen to this rubbish in The View and... it's trash. Why do they do this? Why can they not speak harmony? These people are miserable. It always comes out. You even look at CNN. Down goes Chris Cuomo. Down goes Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York. They're phony liars. They're sick people. They disrespect women. They make disgusting racial statements. Joe Biden's son, I mentioned, was calling his attorney the N-word 17 times like he thinks he's funny. They have, I mean, it goes on and on like this, folks. It's hypocrisy. It's lies. They don't live the truth. They claim one thing and live another. And, you know, I do agree. Eventually, they'll fall. The problem is when they fall, there's someone else coming behind them to fill it. So on MSLSD, the racist network, they said, well, our focus isn't on, this is a quote from some dingbat I was watching. He goes, our focus isn't on the war in Ukraine and Putin. Our focus is on racism. And then he goes into how, you know, Denmark, they have a policy that if you migrate there, migrate, not a refugee, but migrate. If you migrate there, they will confiscate any jewelry over $1,100 in U.S. dollars, but for the Ukrainian refugees, they're waiving that. So here's the guy's comment. He goes, well, why do you suppose that is? It's because they're white. Well, first of all, Denmark's a teeny little country that probably gets a small fractile of these refugees and immigrants anyway. But no, it's because they're refugees getting hammered by the most evil ruler on the face of the earth at this time. Okay, and then you go on and they say, Holland. They say they're allowing Ukrainians, but not Arabs. So now Arabs are trying to sneak through and utilize the Ukrainian refugee issue to sneak into various parts of Europe. But they're saying that they're only accepting Ukrainians and not Arabs from other places. They claim it's migration. So here they go again. Why do you suppose that is? It must be because Arab skin are dark. No. How about you get a brain? Hang on.
Come heartburn. Get out of here.
Okay, that's the first time I've had to do that. I got four dogs at home. I have two Bernedoodles that I got. One for Christmas a couple years ago. I had three golden retrievers. One died young. The most beautiful dog you've ever seen. Show, top, everything. So for that Christmas, they gave me a new Bernedoodle, and he was young pup. And it's a mini Bernedoodle. And then we got his sister, which is a whole nother story. So his name's, I'm so smart, I named him Bernie the Bernedoodle. And he has to ride with me everywhere. So he came to work, he had to be in the studio with me, and I knew it was gonna be a problem. So he kept scratching at the door to get out. So I had to get up and let him out. I'm real, sorry guys, too real, okay? So you get the point. We're being just, can you imagine this, okay? And I wrote here, mask countdown. I discussed this mask countdown. Supposedly March 8th, you know, we can all take off our masks except for travel and a bunch of rubbish. Folks, I am so disgusted. I mean, I'm probably not the right guy to even be listening to because this is such a bunch of hooey. It's such a bunch of hooey. There's no evidence that masks work, and they don't work. Virtually nil disease spreads via aerosol, as they say. It's touching, it's everything. Watch people. Like I said, the movie theater, go there. What are they doing? Or go to a restaurant. Who's cooking it? I don't know. I mean, I got food poisoning a few weeks ago. What's the difference between that and COVID and everything else? They can spread it all. But they got masks. They had masks on. I mean, what if people don't wash their hands properly? I can go down the whole list. They don't bathe, you know, and who knows who was there before you. It is the biggest crock of hooey. It's just the biggest lie. It is all about your submission. Back in the 80s, there was a cartoon movie called Heavy Metal. And they showed the future where everyone was wearing these crazy gas masks. And we're heading there. I think, sadly, we may be leaning towards World War III. Okay? Now, I'm going to throw something out here at you. And I'm not claiming to know it all. I'm just throwing an idea out here. Okay? So you got in Daniel chapter 7, the end time vision, in the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel saw a dream and visions in his mind as he laid on his bed. Then he wrote the dream down and related the following summary. Daniel said, I was looking in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of heaven were stirring up the great sea. What does that mean? Let's go step by step. The four winds of heaven, coming from four different directions, from all directions, no favoritism one way or the other, stirring up the great sea. What is the great sea? People. In prophecy, over and over, the sea is people. So these four winds are stirring up the people, shaking them up. And then four great beasts were coming from up from the sea. Four great beasts coming out of the people, differing from one another, obviously. It says the first was like a lion, okay? What would you say? Well, let's do this. The first was like a lion and had the wings of an eagle, okay? So what do we got going on there? Who's the lion internationally? I'm going to go with Great Britain. Who's the eagle? Maybe us, okay? This is where people go, well, we're not in the Bible. People have the most narrow perspective. I'm not telling you I'm right, but open your eyes. So, has Great Britain had the wings of an eagle? Well, World War I, World War II, who saved their tail? The eagle. So Great Britain is the lion, English, with the wings of an eagle. And it says, I kept looking, or I beheld, I watched for a long time, which gives you an idea. There's a period, a pretty profound period of time where the wings of the eagle or something until its wings were plucked off. Well, wow. Are you telling me that America's not going to support Great Britain anymore? Well, if we continue to have the leadership we do now, I sure would go with that. So, and then it was lifted up from the ground and made to stand on its own 2 feet like a man. It says a human mind was also given to it. Now, let's be real. You're going to have to defend yourself like a man now, Great Britain, because America's not backing you up. You're going to have to think and act like a man. You're going to have to be on your own. You know the term, be a man. Stand up. Somebody, something, I'm going to go with somebody, the wings of the eagle were plucked, and all of a sudden this nation had to stand on its own. We saved Great Britain in World War I and II. And then I'm going to say, unfortunately, the wings are being plucked. Obama started it, sending back the bust of Churchill. Churchill! Guy was a stud. Obama was anti-everything, America. Anti-everything, you know, whatever. You get the point, right? Then, okay, now we got Great Britain standing up, having to defend itself. It's end times. And behold, another beast, a second one, resembling a bear. Who is the bear in this world? Russia. And it was raised up on one side. Okay? Ukraine covers one side of Russia, guys. It was raised up on one side. And there, and three ribs were in its mouth between its teeth. Not sure what that means, but that may be three countries that they're going to try to devour, I think. And it could be, I mean, who knows? It could be Poland, Holland, probably Poland and Holland. Who knows? Poland, Holland, Ukraine, whatever. And thus they said to it, arise, devour much meat. Putin is a raving, ranting, tyrannical dictator, communist, nasty, evil, rotten man, little judo man, you know. And behold, as I heard, and behold, another beast. We got a third. I just went backwards. And after this, I kept looking, and behold, another beast, like a leopard, which had on its back four wings of a bird, and the beast also had four heads. And dominion was given to it. I'll tell you this, folks. Iranian coins have leopards on them. Always have. Leopards. That's their symbol. So all you got to do is pick three countries that are going to come to the side of Iran, and you got that one figured out, and I'm not going to do that right now for you. After this, I kept looking in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast. Dreadful and terrifying, extremely strong. It had large iron teeth. It devoured and crushed and trampled down the remainder with its feet. It was different from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. While I was contemplating the horns, behold, another horn, a little one, came up among them, and three of the first horns were plucked out by the roots before it. And behold, the horn possessed eyes, and the eyes of a man, and the mouth uttering great boasts. Think China might be in there somewhere. And then he goes, basically, I kept looking until the thrones were set up and the Ancient of Days took his seat. So he's basically saying he watched this stuff coming to the end. There are other scriptures that discuss, you know, like a dragon with the mouth of a lion. I think I looked that up here a bit ago. There we got dinging on the computer. Gotta like that. And let's see if I can dare find this here. If I'm on it. What is this? Oh, see, that's what happens when you change. This is the problem with changing versions of the Bible. Now I got more. Okay, interesting, isn't it? Now we got quite a few on the lion thing. So, beast which I saw. So now let's go to Rev 13. So now we got the beast from the sea, which is from the people. Now we got a dragon. What country is the dragon? I'm going to tell you, it's China. How do I know that? Because I've been doing this business for almost 30 years or something. And their coins are dragons. Their signs dragons. They're the ones that found the dragons and invented the dragon and proposed the dragon. They go around with the big dragon balloons in their parades. Why the dragon? Because out in their deserts, especially in Mongolia, they found tons of skeletons of what they called dragons, which, you know, some kind of weird dinosaur. And the dragon stood on the sand of the sea. Who's that? The people. And I saw a beast coming out of the sea, the people, having 10 horns, 7 heads, so and so. On his heads were blasphemous names. In other words, they're communists, they're anti-God, they hate God, and they hate us. The beast which I saw was like a leopard. Ooh. And his feet were like those of a bear. Ooh. And his mouth like the mouth of a lion. Meaning, maybe what? He spoke English. And the dragon gave him his power and his throne and great authority. I don't know what's coming, I'm just telling you. I saw one of his heads as if it had been slain. Ooh, we're getting ready to go to war. His fatal wound was healed. The whole earth was amazed and followed after the beasts. They worshiped the dragon because he gave his authority to the beast. They worshiped the beast, saying, who is like the beast and who is able to wage war with him? Wage war. The beast system. If these guys unite, get ready. There was given to him a mouth speaking arrogant words and blasphemies, and authority to act for 42 months was given to him. He opened his mouth in blasphemies against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle, that is, those who dwell in heaven. It was also given to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And authority over every tribe and people and tongue and nation was given to him. All who dwell on the earth will worship him. Everyone whose name has not been written in the foundation of the world in the book of life of the Lamb who has been slain. If anyone has an ear to hear, let him hear. If anyone is destined for captivity, to captivity he goes. If anyone kills with the sword he must be killed. Here's the perseverance and faith of the saints. Then I saw another beast coming out of the earth. He had 2 horns, etc., and spoke like a dragon again. So we've got this something going on there. I have my own feelings on this, but I won't get into it. He exercises all authority of the first beast in his presence and makes the earth and those who dwell in it worship the first beast whose fatal wound was healed. Where do you get a fatal wound? Maybe war. That's probably where you get it. He performed great signs so that he even makes fire come down out of the heavens and the earth in the presence of men, and he deceives those who dwell on the earth because of the signs which is given to him to perform in the presence of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image of this beast, image of the beast who, quote, had the wound of the sword and has come to life. It was given to him to give breath to the image of the beast so that the image of the beast would even speak and cause as many as do not worship the image of the beast to be killed. He causes all small and great, rich and poor, free men and slaves, to be given a mark on their right hand or their forehead, and he provides that no one will be able to buy or sell, which is agorazo, participate in the marketplace, except the one who has the mark, either the name of the beast or the number of his name. So what does that mean? Number of his name. We're in a number world. Who knows? That could be your stinking Visa number. Or it could be some special number they give out is more likely. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for the number of that man, of that, the number is that of a man, and his number is 666. That's where we get into a lot of weird potential things. Visa, VI, Roman numeral 6, S, is much very similar to the Greek 6 and a. It's going alpha, beta, gamma, delta, whatever, zeta, theta. There, I can't remember exactly, but anyway, one of them matches the Hebrew and one matches the Greek fairly well. Possibility, just saying. Now, look what happened. Biden cut off the Visa activity, the SWIFT currency system, to Russia. He's getting mad, okay? But why? I'm running out of time. I can't believe it. Shocker. Oil. Biden funded the pipeline 100%. Pulled all the sanctions, gave him $4.4 billion while he shut down our Keystone pipeline. Why? Because he's dirty, he's corrupt, okay? So enough of that. I'm running out of time. Man, I'm glad I looked. I will tell you, folks, get your money secured, locked down, be ready. Don't lay back and go, well, what happens, happens. Be a fighter, be strong. God will never shame you for standing up on your own two feet like a man, as it says, I promise. Give us a call, we'll take care of you. Give us some good reviews, we'll give you silver dollars. We got to verify it. So take care, God bless, have a great night. Thanks, bye-bye.